first would be important, let's say. Our agenda mainly more focusing on that. We I think it's going to be also important that we with that, as we have said in the last meeting, that we have got a normal task in front of us, the white people. And I do think that people that are first and foremost to be more concerned who are to go through with vigor and with commitment on that white people. Ourselves first and foremost, as much as we are assigned with that responsibility of ensuring that the Department of Health collect our oversight, the Department of Health implement policies which I do think that as a chair we are all committed in ensuring that the social conditions of our people in terms of the office sector are changed for the better. Having said that, members, we now going to go into the introduction. I think we are this time we don't have any visitors to engage except to will request for the benefit of any discussion here. We introduce that by reflecting whoever is here for the benefit of a guest and a person when it is the correct time. We'll raise that on my left. It's Ms. Nachalama, Senator of Parliament of our committee. I don't know what you are, Secretary of Parliament. It's a very concrete view of my time. And on the extreme left is Moses, who is the part of the research team. Next to him is Ms. Ngomezu, who is our content advisor. Next to her, it's Mr. Rahi, who is our researcher. Next to him is Ms. Ines, who is the Secretary of the Secretary of the Afghanistan Congress, and Mali, who is a Kodia assistant. We will then allow honorable members, I'll start with myself, I'm the other counselor, I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio.
Good morning. I'm becoming a set up member of the Portfolio Committee of Health.
Thanks. Good morning, Chairman. My name is Dr. Salim Bendaba. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Harry Pollock. I'm a member of the committee.
Good morning, Committee Member Omar James.
Good morning, Mr. James.
My colleague, I'm Sharon Kota, a new committee member. I also serve in, on the
Good morning, everybody. I'm a member of this committee, eventually.
As you are trying to find your seat, we will appreciate you to do that.
Good morning, sorry for being late. My name is Shaitet Salim Shah. I'm a member of the committee and director of the EFF.
Introduce yourself, ma'am, and you use your.
How do I switch with R? Yeah. Okay. Morning, my name is Farah Turkey. I'm part of the PMG. Thank you.
who's attending the police committee today, and another a new member that has joined us, Ms. Sikonyane, who's attending a probation defining lockout. I don't know what that means. Lockout policy. But, oh, okay. So we're for those who are policy. Thank you very much, honorable members. We have got a, just wanted to check if the honorable members have got a, because all the copies, the first copy as per the agenda of the website is in Malanga, the second one is in Popo, the third one is Eden Cape, and the last one is the first case. We will be looking on the agenda for you. We are now stop. Page 1.
Paragraph number 5, now the community health center. The third thousands of Auckland, not for the area when there are more than two babies that need to be injected, and then continuing that there are serious studies. There are. If I may, Madam Chair, the second last paragraph, the second last line, department, it's just department, comma, was found to be, it's just a, there's surely a comma, it's department was found to be complete, was found to be incomplete disregard of policies. Second last paragraph, second last line, the department was found, a comma, to be incomplete disregard of policies.
Yeah, please write down the term hospital in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hospital has been under various administrations. Under administrations. Various administrations, including the then someone.
Just a very last bullet point. Successful management of HIV and AIDS.
the three provinces endemic for malaria. If we were proven endemic for malaria, for malaria,
can we Point that we can go to the reason and so on. We are the ones that
take a call on him.
No, my understanding is here, but when they presented the chief priest, we didn't understand it. We should have asked for clarity what do they mean. Because we're going to rewrite it in our own way, and when it goes back to them, we say, no, this is not what they said to you. And then how do they expect them to resolve the matters? They're not going to do anything, they're not going to take any action, because it's not what they told us. If we didn't understand when they presented at the time, we should have asked them, can you explain what does this mean? So that we have got the same interpretation and the same understanding with them. But because we didn't ask what exactly they mean, the understanding is that we understood it. What did they mean when they said this? And therefore, if we slept in our process, and then we can't therefore wake up today and say, no, we didn't understand what they mean, what we were trying to say here, because nobody is going to explain to us what exactly were they trying to say if we didn't clarify, we didn't ask clarity to them at the time when they presented. We're going to write it in our own way, which must then go back to them, which completely change their own interpretation, their own meaning, and we expect them to do something about it. They said, no, we can't do anything because we don't understand what we're trying to say on this.
May I ask you this question? When the sentence is proper capacitation of infrastructure unit, now that is bureaucratic feat for improve the capacity of the infrastructure unit. That's what it means in English. And then the second part of that says with both environmental officials as well as health parents. What that means is the following. And ensure that they are sufficient both environmental officials as well as health parents. What's up with that? So I would recommend, I've got it written on here, improve the capacity of the infrastructure unit and ensure that they are sufficient both environmental officials as well as health parents. Did anybody, any of our colleagues in Parliament reading the sentence not understand it? And as it stands here, it is badly formulated, ungrammatical. And otherwise, I will not agree to this report that you've made. And it's a very simple thing, it's make those good changes. So I've written it down, I can give it to you, and I suggest that we make the sentence intelligible to everybody else who reads it.
When they are not there, because at the end they are to account, they are to
Et je préfère que moi je me présente à une personne comme je veux une partie. And whoever has to clarify. So that's why I'm putting to the committee that even there is a problem with point one, then we delete it. But we can't edit it. And I would like to say what then we need to do is to just check, because I get a sense of the words, if I can just, it's not the first time I went on the oversight in my last experience here. What the president has said is what the president has said. You don't change it outside the presence of that particular province or that particular entity you visit and you edit it. You edit it when they are there so that they explain. So that you decide to honor my side.
Well, I'm not sure whether it would be proper to delete it. By telling you that this is English and English is not our first language, some of us. When I read it, to me it makes sense. But when somebody does it, to me it makes sense as it is. Proper capacitation of the infrastructure unit with their environment. That's what it makes sense to me. So if you have a unit of infrastructure, that unit of infrastructure must have built environment in it, as well as health planners. To me, it's correct English, but to others, and so that's why we argue about the English. For me, it makes sense when I read it. I understand what does it mean. But somebody doesn't understand it, so where do we go? We'll end up then having to have our own interpretation on the English part. That's why I'm saying the best way is to leave it, because to me it makes sense what the province was trying to tell. And I understood it as such. What do they mean?
In terms of the English, it doesn't make sense. And it is ungrammatical. I mean, you can keep up with capacitation infrastructure or the infrastructure unit, which is bureaucratic speak for that. I know what that means. It means the improved capacity of it. As well as not with building, you can just change with to as well as. That would be okay. But there's a deeper problem here. This is our report. This is not the province of Commonwealth report. This is our report in our language. And we interpret what it means they say and report on it with credibility. And if we don't report on it and we want to quote their phraseology that you quote it, you can even attach the flyers to it. But in terms of, we are not obliged at all to take what they say and just put it holders into the reports. We interpret what they say always. And we don't have to do it. This is our report, it's not the part of the report.
We are going to waste time on a letter. I really don't understand what it is that we're to achieve. What is here is what Mpumalanga Department of Health said. Where we failed, it is to say to them, but we don't understand. And I think now we are not going to be coming to the stage it's our report. Yes, it's our report, but the end is where we will present something by April, a province and a city. I don't think it is correct for us not to start to mention it now. Honorable Mashaka, there was a mover, if I'm not mistaken. Honorable Mashaka.
No, I was saying, you see, what Bible says is saying is changing the meaning. You can see proper capacitation of the infrastructure unit as well. You are changing the meaning. No, the meaning is that build capacitation of the infrastructure unit. In it, there must be, within that infrastructure unit, there must be built environment feature. So if you say as well, so if you say as well, you are completely changing the meaning of what the
they are saying. That's something else. And that's where the danger of operating into. You see? But if you leave it as it is, my own interpretation and my own understanding, when they were presenting it because I was there, I understood them to say, you must build capacity in the infrastructure unit with built environment and push-up units, as well as health plans. That's how I understood when they presented, because I was there.
I should make a suggestion.
When the member was speaking, you spoke without being turned in.
I apologize. I apologize. To say infrastructure, you know, the word built environment is ungrammatical in the English language. It as well it has the change of meaning, I quite agree with that. So a better word would be including. Including both official environmental officials. Would that solve the problem?
I
just let's leave it because all this in time I don't want to say it over and over again. Let's leave it.
I move chair with the amendment including the one that Robert James is on, using the infrastructure unit including the environment.
attempt to the correction that under the same mid on page 2. I see here the long inherency and long inherency lines for all South Africans. So I'm not sure whether it was saying you must reach the first long inherency and leave the long inherency lines for all South Africans and put the inverted commas at the end. I don't understand, but because I think they're too long and helpful.
James?
It's a quote from the MTSF strategic priority document. The term long and healthy, the idea that redundancy has been repeated. So that just can be cleaned up. And the outcome is a long and healthy life, in inverted commas, for all South Africans. And the opportunity and outcome is the open quotation mark long and healthy life close quotation mark for all South Africans.
Thank you.
agree with him. Yeah, we correct if it's non-medical. You can, okay, we'll eat this. So, what about the others?
Sir, I think this one is not really applicable to some of this. I think it fits on the family and the impact of that family.
Thank you, honorable member. Patrick? Page, what's that? Page 7, page 8.
Just towards the bottom
of page?
Of page 8. If you look at the 1, 2, 3, 4 bits at the bottom of page 8, you'll see it says there is an image of doctors. It comes to the subtlety from Mother's feet. And then you go to the following page, and at the top it says there are two doctors that have been contracted to Army Healthcare Engineering. I think this is. There's any problems with the way it's written, but I think it actually refers to the same doctors. And so maybe as a solution, we can take out the NSI doctors, that sentence, and then just say two doctors have been contracted as part of primary healthcare re-engineering and attend the clinic on the desk. And so it's on the top of patient number.
On top of page 9, there are two doctors that have been contracted to primary healthcare engineering.
So those who are used to this, there is an NHI doctors that I believe are the same health professionals, and also that there is an NHI doctors a problematic sentence. So for the last few redundancy, may I suggest that we say two doctors have been contracted to primary healthcare engineering, as part of the primary healthcare engineering, and attend the clinic on these days.
Or so I'm not suggesting, I just want to check before that, honorable colleague.
Chair, in terms of language, to my understanding, these are two different sentences. If you look at the first one on page 8, it might be referred to one doctor. It might be a mistake to say doctor. There is an NHI doctor who comes to the facility on Monday. But the other one is also specific that there are two.
One is on the phone bullet, it's the class that of the NHI who come to the facility from Monday to Friday. The two doctors that have been contracted, two primary health care engineers.
There is an R.
NHI doctors who come to the facility from Monday to Friday evening. not just visit the clay facilities. You can manage the clients. But invariably, you can also have a scenario where in that particular clinic, you actually have two doctors that are contracted. But at any given time, it's only one doctor that visits. So we must just remove the S on the first statement that there is an NHI, some doctor that might visit clinic facilities. Even if you find that in that particular clinic, you actually have two doctors contracted, there might be a situation where they're actually rotated.
Page.
There are a number of things that need a union to be changed. Either it's tone, it's short, it's not cared for properly. So if we say union is a challenge, we are to say what is it that is a challenge in the union. So I'm just saying I agree with you, but I'm saying let's then put it into a context that somebody will understand and say union is a challenge. If somebody goes back to a hospital, he still finds a union that is not checked for, which is also a challenge, a union that is taught. So I agree with you completely there. So one of the machinery that I said, union is a challenge,
the person's thinking in his language and translating in English. But what he means is that the social domain is a problem. That's what the domain is a problem. He's thinking and translating.
So I for the purpose of the I think that sentence is really just change. So it must specify or indicate if it's union is a challenge or it's a shortage of union. If it's a shortage of union, fine, it's a shortage of union. Okay, great. Okay, spread. Oh sorry, please take it. Thank you.
question?
Well, I think we're just teaching on
history. Yes, I said
one thing. Well, I wanted to check in the audience of state, whether state is supposed to be kept.
State? It's on page 1, the second objectives of the oversight of the visit. Honorable Senator is asking if the state, in terms of the second sentence, executive of an off state.
Madam Chair, if it's a formal name like the Republic of South Africa, it's uppercase, capitalized. The woman of state, no, state is lowercase.
Okay. Page 3.
Here,
these were concerns that were raised, and it's important that you record this so that you can go back and check and see if they in fact have addressed them.
Okay. We are agreeing with the administration. It's right for you, not for me.
I think this will be a fair sentence to add because it may have just been a bad day for the center, but on the other hand, there may be problems with uptake. Either way, I think we need to stay with the observed, and I think that would be a fair conclusion.
We reflect on our observation and that must reflect in the report at the time when we were visiting. There were no patients in there at the time. And I don't think that would be wrong. Well,
I think maybe we should have observed anywhere out there.
You may not have actually. I think there was a professional experience. Only that they were at SCEC that we couldn't be able to, there were no conditions that, but we were shown some of the things by the staff, which is in that. That the staff is the, I don't know, well, one had some expectations about the rest of shop, but then the staff was only two professionals and the one person who was from the administration, but staff was the wedding. You may have been, at the time, you may have been looking on some of the things and you may have missed that. But that's what I think. 11? Okay, not then. 12? Will you, I agree with you on transportation, that is very expensive. We'll also have to so that Adam will go back there and have a more and look into that as a module because they were doing it. So it was reflected. It was not only them being on site, it's further than being on site, which was more of our culture. Page. Now, on page 14, circularity saying, emergency medical with the 5 national ambulances that are based at the center, there is also dedicated national ambulance, the unit telephones are used to hospitals and police stations to improve response time. On page 14, before the paragraph before what the Hello Community has said, my attention is being drawn to the paragraph. I'm going to read it.
Let's continue a sense of what we have for what we have observed and what we said we were going to do to make a thorough study of that model and make sure that maybe it could be a model for other centers which could expedite the location of the MS and the site itself.
Or to make a proposal of a good trip before we come to the end of it. Page 14. Page 16. 14 on motion.
The last sentence of page 14, one that says only MOU open.
MO is not MOU is not. MOU is a maternal obstetrical community in MOU. So they started having a maternity section or whatever unit in 2009. I just thought I didn't fall. It's not a memorandum of understanding. You know, you will be correct. It may be a random of answering. If you can go further, if I am not confusing things. Oh, no, it's not like this, correct. It's not a line of something.
I think it's
from that sentence that says for it was the mixing of medicines and whatever was in the consulting room. But the pharmacy and a department as a religion, which actually coming to state. But this is in the society which is part of the challenges in how consulting rules are being kept. But the pharmacy is the pharmacy. I didn't have time to go back to that pharmacy assistant and really. But that's what we have. well written?
In the last sentence, and I thought maybe the order to make it clear was transfer and provisionalization are two different things. So if we can use the term provisionalization so that we understand exactly what happened, so that we're able to make it proper for our product. The last sentence under the item the AU price can which is page 17, where it says other issues pertaining to the vendor is transferred. If you can just deal with it in the context of provisionalization. Because transfer and provisionalization is two
page 18,
the paragraph C under governance structures. Governance structures do exist, there should be no S. It is even maybe better if we simply said governance structures exist in the facilities. I would suggest.
Agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Page 19.
Madam Chair, the last bullet point
on the page.
From page 19. Ensure that there is wide awareness of smart grid.
Is it possible to check on page 18 that on 8 to reflect that the man, I mean, the most high rate of vacancy? I am not sure whether, but I understood that there was a form of return. When
are
you suggesting? And that's a contributory factor.
Can you alleviate something from
so that? So if we can reflect that so that this issue is correct in terms of. Well, that's why we hold it. Well, the program, that's why it proposed that kind of thing.
Okay. Can we get those amendments, corrections? Can we get a new
Members,
why are you
small and they don't have the things to store their medicines. So they just pack their boxes and medicines in the same place. You know, there's no a correct place that they can go and put their medicines. So they just pack their medicines.
To make him to understand, it's a small, a very small clinic whose pharmacy is just a tiny little room where they, yes, they pack them in boxes, but it's just a box, not in a well ventilated way, and where this where how many people are prepared. I don't have to say the small is just as small as the house, but we were told that it's a house that was donated. So they reach it of the small rooms of that house. But unfortunately, their dispensary is quite a very small. It's a very small area. Page 2. Youth center, or a youth when you ask, they said it's when the youth come next door to it, when you go out of that, there's a huge project center, but there's a huge center which I was taken by. So it was quite exciting. A youth wing where young people, irrespective of their gender, they go there and be empowered on a number of health issues. And which we, I would have thought that it would affect in the total of the performances that would be there. Thank you. of us that were there, we saw it with our eyes, and in fact, what was said about Christian in the Ephesus was not the true expression, that they were not checked. Their swords, their lucrative kept the rule. And remember that that was not a, it was well ordered on an unannounced subject. But we were taken to the area where they actually and I think Honorable Mayor is correct that as much as they do have these other serious challenges, but in terms of the challenge, we bear questions. Can we, with those amendments and questions, can we get a mover and a seconder? Honorable Mayor?
I, Honorable Mayor, move in Dava. I would like to the
can we get a seconder? You were not there. Can we get a seconder? Can I second it?
Okay. I only second the vote of adoption.
So thank you for the two of us. Come on.
No, we're just saying only one of the two of us.
Hello, honorable members. These are the reports of our oversight. I think we've noted that we went through some of these oversights when they've taken a bit some time. I think we have to improve on that. But it has also reflected on some of the things that as we are then going to go for other oversights, some of the things that we must be vigilant on, ask things at that time, so that we get clarity. I'm not going to go into the issue of language, of English, otherwise we'll be here until tomorrow. But let's try and have an understanding. I think also the chair will just for the level of comfort for everybody, check that the reading, because of the Stephen King that we got on time. Was not presented by a province or an entity, and therefore it is our responsibility to correct whatever we want to correct at that time. But thank you very much, honorable members. Now we are on the consideration of our minutes. We have got two sets of minutes. The one is the 4th of November, 2015. And the 18th of February. The other thing that I also wanted to check is that it is not what I was told, I don't know, to reflect in the attendance of the oversight, those members that were absent were supposed to be. So it is not reflect that they were absent because some members confirmed and the absent line on the last minute. So I think the secretary will have to check on that if we do that appropriate information on our report, those that we accept were supposed to be in the prospect. 4th November 2015, consideration and adoption of the medicine related prospect analysis, page 1.
On the second paragraph from number 2, on the second sentence, it was very close. It was there.
Because you recall, you asked them, then they said, no, they're going to serve. non-negotiables so that we understand the extent to which a province is beyond just being compliant. Are submitting it and they are adhering to at least those that are complying but not fully complying in terms of making sure that necessary resources are made available, and therefore this non-negotiables becomes a really not just a compliance matter. Thanks, sir.
Are we on the I think that we agree with another matter of the issues that we have raised. And I think, Chair, there was another issue of equipment that the department chose to afford, but those equipment have not been delivered to the hospital. And I'm not sure if what was the response for it? What was the response by the department? I think for me, it's important to have captured that issue on our report. Because I think most of the hospitals, they do have a problem of mixed up issues. If you remember, sir, I even cited an example with Natal Space Hospital. But I'm not sure how to put it, but I think it's important for us to record it.
Is it not that the major concern on that was that there was no monitor of that equipment when it is sent? They said now the equipment has been brought to send directly to provinces, and our concern as the committee was that it is not being monitored. That is why we raised that issue. And as well as what did you say that you must give care to the case of that challenge in the institution that you raised. It's in the earthquake. I remember you did see that because our major concern was not about equipment not being bought, but was equipment that is bought and not being monitored if it has reached the final definition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you raised in the issue of the earthquake. And they said give hands to the team to personally make a follow-up on that. But I think it must reflect that was our concern. The amendment that I'm proposing that we were concerned about any equipment that is being bought delivered to provinces without any monitoring system or mechanism. Honourable Minister.
Thank you.
we understand that there were different views on the matter, but having those different views is going to be important that we feminalize ourselves and our rights so that we are then able to give guidance. I thought it is important. It was one of the tasks that I had in front of. Having said that, Terry, thank you very much for following me.
No, thanks, just to, I heard you would say something on the resolution surrounding the 4th of November. Or just so that it doesn't get lost. Because I looked in this and it's going to disappear. There are issues that are going to be said on that day. We said, for example, we need to finish the legislative program with time frames and list of regulations to be amended and published. Can we get an indication as to how far are we in relation to that? Whether we're able to win the next meeting or at some particular point given time, given an assurance that we're going to get that schedule. And then secondly, we said the committee also agreed to try and way of dealing with concern raised and resolutions put forward in the previous meetings. At least so that if this doesn't get lost, we're able to track it and be able to say how do you take some of this thing forward in the process. I'm afraid that if the other minutes today we push them aside and this thing is going to get lost, unless there is a tracking system in the committee and assurance that this matter now is being taken from, then I'll be comfortable with that.
Well, thank you, Honourable Chair. There is a system, but tracking, but if the concern is that we must ensure that we don't take things for granted, we have looked into that and checked through the comment section, so that we are then able to look into those and monitor those and then come in front of the committee when there are issues that are to be finalized. I hope you're comfortable with that response. I'm told the list has been requested and she's going to do them and remind them again and I say also the chair will take note of that and ensure that happens as soon as possible. You are correct so that it doesn't fall within the cracks and the so-called communicator which then comes in front of the and I'm also informed that the secretary is also a follow-up with the department of legal that they requested that they put in front, they will expose the committee on. So we'll see the progress and ensure that in our next committee, if possible, we're able to table those as promised to honorable members.